adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Stands condemned to die with thorns adorning his bloody face and piercing eye. The crowd is jeering, away with him and crucify. And Pilate, fearing, hands him over in reply. God did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Cross alone, the way he treads, while he is sharing our suffering, sorrow, pain, and dread. The world is violent, a place where sin and shame are bred, and he is silent, like a lamb to slaughter. Laid on him the iniquity of us all. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Himself becoming most obedient, and he is stumbling in human likeness. Was he sent, and now he's falling? The cross's weight will not relent, and he's still calling, return to God in love. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Beaten is your ruin. As vast as the sea, blessed. Comforted shall you be. A sword will pierce your own soul also, and fill your heart with bitter pain. Stranger comes from the country, Simon by name. As they lay the cross on him, he sees a flame in Jesus' eye, which seems to say, take my yoke and learn from me, take your cross and follow me, and I will. Search your heart and yearn for me, and no longer hollow be, for I have already filled you. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Woman walks out from the crowd, damp cloth in hand. As she wipes his sweaty brow, she beholds a man acquainted with grief, a man of sorrows. His appearance is so marred, but intact is his soul, which bears our total rejection. For our transgressions is he scarred, and by his passion we are whole, and with his stripes we are healed. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Show us the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. My Lord falls to the ground, lays in the dust. Underneath the cross's beams, he calls me to trust that his words are true despite his frailty. Surely this humility is the true life-giving way to serve as Jesus serves. He bears our iniquities, for we like sheep have gone astray and have served only ourselves. But as for me, I am a worm and no man, scorned by all and despised by the people. Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not. my only companion. For the third time I see my Lord fall. This strange land will hear no song of Zion. This strange land that sees him crawl. Remember, O Lord, my affliction, the wormwood and the gall. The wormwood and the gall. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shears is mute, so he opened not his mouth. The stench of decay is all around as the bloody procession slows. At Golgotha, the only sound is the cawing of a thousand greedy crows. They stop and strip his clothes to the ground and offer him wine he knows. The soldiers are slapping their wagers down. They gamble for his clothes, and they gamble for his clothes. They gave me gall to eat, and when I was thirsty, they gave me vinegar to drink. They climb the skull and fling him down like so much dross. See him stretch his arms of love on the hardwood of the cross, that all might come within the reach of his embrace. Hear the nail pierce his hand, taste the heaving tang of fear. The unrelenting hammer strikes home. They lift high the Son of Man, his broken glory now appears as he draws all to himself. They pierce my hands and my feet. They stare and gloat over me. Thank you. Then my Lord bows to the grave's demands, breathes his last, and dies. He breathes his last and dies. Christ for us became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Daughter of Jerusalem, my heart is poured out in grief, my eyes are spent, but my sorrow's just begun. My name shall be Mara, death, I feel your sting, but is it true that the grave's power will be undone? Her tears run down her cheek. And she has none to comfort her. From Jesus' head, not quite believing their way, their truth, their life is dead, the future looming, a void where light is never shed. Now they're entombing the bridegroom who will never But you will not abandon me to the grave, nor let your Holy One see corruption. Adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We adore you, Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.